Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. It's me again with another audio boo coming to you from just at the edge of downtown Main Street, Niagara on the Lake. And I'm I did walk through town and shot a few videos and snapped a couple pictures and a couple with Instagram and just with my regular digital camera. And I'm just passing the, walking on Gate Street, past the Gatehouse Motel at the back entrance, just coming out the back service driveway to the Value Mart grocery store, which we often would use as growing up as a shortcut to walk through town instead of going all the way to the corner of Gate and Queen Street, and coming back, coming onto the main street. But anyway, passing out of the crowded downtown, Niagara on the Lake. And, yes, I'm visiting Niagara-on-the-Lake for the day, as you could probably gather. So, at any rate, it's a cool day here today. It's only about 9 degrees Celsius, or 48 Fahrenheit. And, it's cloudy right now. It was sunny this morning when I left St. Catharines. And so now I'm just at the corner of Gate and Johnson Street, where it's opened up here. It looks like somebody's going to build a garage or something here, because there's some dirt and a foundation dug up, like something that looks like could be a garage. At any rate, I'm just going to pass over Johnson Street here, heading back towards my parents' place now, and counting down the days. 3 days and 2 hour, no, 3 days, 1 hour and a half, roughly, I leave for Alabama. And the current time is, quarter after one, so that's 1 hour and 45 minutes to depart from St. Catharines. So, not really too much else. It's a lot of cars here today. Downtown's very busy. Two reasons. It's the weekend, and of course with celebrations for the War of 1812 going on here, or in high gear. It's the, of course, today marks 200th anniversary of the Battle of Queenston Heights. And with, say, being Saturday, all the tourist shops are open and just everybody's out there, and the streets are, sidewalks are packed, and no, but that's to be expected. Since downtown Niagara-on-the-Lake's always been that way for years. The Shaw Festival season has pretty much wound down, I think. Usually about Thanksgiving is when it winds down, which was last weekend. So, but it's, supposed to rain later on, and so that probably explains all the people here, and hence all the traffic on the road as well. So, it's amazing how much traffic is on these roads here. But anyway, I'm not staying here, I'm just for the afternoon and probably into the evening, probably about 7 o'clock-ish, 7:30-ish, probably something like that. And so, as we come up to Gage Street here, I'm going to put a wrap on this boo and send it on its way to you, and hope you enjoy this whenever you do get a chance to hear this. Until next time, this is Hans Last, signing off. Take care, everybody.